Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic, your host for tonight's show. I just want to tell you, gosh, I don't know how it happens that I still get tripped up a little bit by my programming here. So we're starting a little late today, and we are going to be talking about the holiday spirit and how does it affect you? What does it mean to you? What happens to you during the holidays? Do you get happy, sad? Are you more generous? You know, how does the holiday spirit work for you? Now, I do have a guest on tonight, Kimberly Garner. She called in last week. She's also a friend, and we're just going to have this discussion tonight with you guys. So let's bring Kim online with us. Kim, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yay, yay. So we got it going on. So Kim, we were talking before the show about the holiday spirit and what does it mean to you. So when you think about the holiday spirit, what really does it mean to you?
Like Christmas in particular?
Any of like this time of the year. I mean, to me, it's inspiring. You really do see people being a little more generous, kinder to each other, things like that. So when you think about the holidays, how does it affect your life? Do you want to give more? Do you want to volunteer more? Do you want to be more charitable? I mean, how does it affect you? And that's what we're asking our listeners, too. How does the holiday spirit affect you?
Well, Well, the first thing that comes to mind to me is actually being with my family. And our family, we have a 6-year-old, 2-year-old, and a 13-year-old. So they're the youngest. So I've always looked forward to being around the kids myself.
And then you actually have people all the way from 2 years old to, what, 70 years old?
75, actually.
75, yeah. So that's kind of neat. So is it when the whole family gets together? I wonder, because for some people, some people say, say if somebody passed away, it's an emotional time that they're going through a harder time adjusting to the people not being with them. Some people just love the holidays. I'm one of those people. I just love the holidays. I mean, I love all of the holidays, all of them year-round. So is there anything special for you, Kim, that you find at Christmas that's different throughout the year?
I like a lot of things about Christmas.
You're starting to get a little distant. I'm not sure what that is.
Hold on a second. Can you hear me now?
We need it to be a little louder, I think.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my phone volume is going down. What's that?
There you go.
Is that better?
So the volume was going down on the phone, huh?
When I moved the phone, the volume goes down. I will watch that. Sorry.
Okay, and if you could speak up just a little bit more, I apologize.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, now I can, yes.
Okay, great. So, I don't know, I think of many things, actually, for Christmas. I mean, just obviously being with the family. It's just really important. I think, that's probably, for me, the special time of the year. I mean, I like going and seeing the lights, and I love decorating. I mean, yeah. You know, it's fun, family and friends. And, I've had times where, it wasn't so fun, and times where I didn't put up a tree, and I didn't do the holiday hoopla thing. And, we just really spent time with the dinner and family and friends. And it was kind of like, 1 year we created a jammy party. It was kind of fun.
Now, what's a jimmy party?
Pajama party.
Oh, a pajama party. That sounds cool.
We had we just recreated. I mean, I think just thinking back, the years that we've lost family members and, our family just really, it was sad. It was sad times, So we really just recreated the holiday, where we could still celebrate the meaning of Christmas and keep our family together. It's like the gift exchange thing wasn't really I think that's probably the lesson learned. That wasn't really the most important thing about Christmas anymore. Is really about being together. And, we forego the big old holiday dinners we used to cook, and took it on little simplicity, and ate dinner and chatted and visited and watched a movie and fell asleep.
And you make a good point. The point is not about all the commercialism and the presents and stuff like that, but just being with family. And I agree. When you do, when people start leaving us, you do want to spend the time with the people that you love and spend more time with them. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy to get wrapped up in the, I call it holiday hoopla, the presents, the gifts, the how much money do you want to spend and all that stuff. Yeah, it's very easy to get lost into the commercial of it all.
Yeah, it really is. Well, we're going to take a caller here, and we're going to see what people have on their minds right now. So let's see who we have online. Hello,
well,
caller.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Who is this?
My name is Anne, and I was not sure if you take calls today with questions or you don't.
Well, we're going to take on a question, but you want to tell us, Anne, first, what about you? What about the holidays? How do the holidays work for you? How do they impact you?
Well, I enjoy holidays, but sometimes it can be very stressful. So I decided not to buy as many gifts as I used to. Maybe I'll just give credit cards or just simple checks. And it's getting very stressful to buy many gifts and go shopping.
Well, you know what? That's a good point, Dan, because I've got 8 grandchildren. And what's really interesting is that we were big Black Friday shoppers. And it was so much fun because I would give my grandchildren the money, and then we'd go out and do back Black Friday shopping, or they'd get what they'd want. Then we'd wrap it up, and they'd go like, oh, look what Grandma got me. And a lot of my grandchildren are grown now. So now they do get the, you know, they just get their money while I have just a couple of little ones left that still enjoy the surprise of Christmas. So so for that, I will still buy the gifts. But, you know, yeah, I think the gift cards are great. And I like it, too, when they get to choose what they want. So there's not a lot of returns back to the store, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's much better. They exactly know what they want. They know how they like to spend the money. And it will be easier for me also.
Yeah. I like that. Well, what question do you have tonight, Anne?
Well, it's a relationship question. I'm not sure if it's okay to ask.
Yes, it is.
Well, I would like to ask if you see lasting, not just a dating, but a serious lasting relationship for me for the next year, something that will be significant.
Okay, so no one is there now or somebody is there now?
Well, I know one person.
I see two men around you, Anne. I see two men that are interested in you. Does that make sense to you?
Not really. One person, we stopped talking, and I don't think that he's interested. Maybe he is, but he doesn't show this. And
the
other person, we separated.
Yeah, for this next year, I'm sorry to cut you off. For this next year, I see two men being interested in you. So that might be the challenge, you know, trying to sort out if this other gentleman is going to show you that he is still interested. I see two men, so I think this year you'll be a little more challenged when you have to deal with deciding between two men. I think that's how it's going to happen for you later this year.
That was actually an issue between us because he knows that I want a serious relationship, more like a committed relationship, and simply interested was not good enough for me. So you think this will change?
I do. And I think what's interesting is sometimes, you know, they don't realize what they have until they've lost it. So sometimes it's a matter of when they see you with somebody else, they go like, oh, no. So my thought to you is for you to move on would be great. If you're going to move on, move on. And, you know, open up your, keep your options open so somebody else can come into your life. I'm pretty sure you're going to have to deal with two men this next year.
Can you describe them? How they look?
I'm not getting the details right now, but I'm seeing two men around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to...
But do you think I will end up remarried or I will be single for a long time?
No, I don't think you're going to be single for a long time. For a little while yet, though. You know, so what I do tell people, and thanks for calling, what I tell people for more in-depth reading, you know, where we can really get into the nuts and bolts of the questions and all the information that I start seeing around you, you know, feel comfortable with giving me a call at area code 219-940-9292. And it's pretty amazing what information comes, you know, comes up during the readings. So again, Anne, please feel free with giving me a call, and then we can really have more time. You know, on the radio show, you guys know it's only one question, and you know, I see the information, and but I could take forever. But we do, of course, have to get back to our other callers as well, so we have to be considerate with them too. All right, so let's see who's next online. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Can you tell me what state you're calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome. So what do you think about the holiday spirit? How does it happen for you?
You know, I really don't have family for Christmas, so it doesn't really impact me, to be honest with you.
Oh, not a problem. Everyone's different, right?
Yeah, I don't want to get, it doesn't get me down or anything, you know. It's fine.
Good. So it doesn't change year-round for you. It's just the holidays, just another day.
Yeah, basically.
Beautiful. Well, that's perfect. You know, it's the holidays are different for everybody. And again, we've got other cultures that have different holidays that don't share the same holidays that we have. So it's kind of fun when you think about the holidays and all the differences and stuff. Well, did you have a specific question to ask tonight, Laura?
I just wondered maybe if there's any big changes coming up for me in the new year.
Is there somebody having a baby, honey, this next year that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of, but, you know, my nephew is engaged, so who knows?
Beautiful. Well, I'm seeing a baby, and it also looks like when you're asking about any changes, possibly moving for you, and also changes around career, job changes coming in for you this next year.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of looks like you're going to have a busy year coming up here.
Yeah, that would be great. The career changes, do you think, when do you see that happening?
It almost feels spring, summer.
Midsummer, like June or something?
Yeah, the spring through summer, yeah.
Spring through summer. And when you say a move, is it a long distance move or a close move?
No, it feels local.
Local. That would be good because I want to buy a house this year or next year.
I think you're going to stay in the same neighborhood, you know, in the same vicinity. I don't think you're New Jersey, so you can go to New York, but I mean, you're going to stay really close. It doesn't feel like you're going to Hawaii or Florida or anything.
Are you picking up any specifics around what the career change means, what it entails?
No, what the career change means, you're saying, or what? Say it again.
Well, like with the career change, does that have something to do with the company where I'm currently at? Or is
I believe
it, gonna
it
be
does.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm always open to the feedback. So please feel comfortable with giving me a feedback on some of the stuff that I tell you guys. I get a lot of callers that like to call up and say what's manifested and stuff like that. So, Laura, thank you so much for calling in, and Merry Christmas to you. Let's see who we have next online. Kim, you know, you should start psychically reading people. Then this way I could have you answer psychic questions on the air. I'm just supporting you, and I will tell people I'm going to have a wonderful guest that's going to be coming on in a couple of weeks, and this lady's really neat. She's also another reader. She's out in Texas. Oh, it'll be so great. She's going to be joining us in January. Make sure you guys please keep calling in. She's also a healer like I am, a very, very nice person. Yeah, you should join the show, Kim, when we go ahead and have her on. She's a really neat lady. All right, well,
sounds
let's
fun.
See who we have next. Huh?
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Hello,
Colin. Hello.
Hi, Jurian. I wanted to give you feedback.
Yes, who is this?
It's Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you doing, Kay?
Well, the most bizarre thing happened. Well, it's
what
not
happened?
Bizarre. It's what you predicted.
Okay. Tell me.
Okay. I had said, like, your show's on Wednesdays, right?
Yep.
And then you said that there would be this guy, this tall guy with a round head. And I thought it was this person, but it was really somebody. So the very next, and he said he's going to be a, he does church a lot and all that.
Yes, I remember this.
So that was on the Wednesday. So on Thursday, I was invited to a friend's church, like church Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
They had theirs the next day. And lo and behold, it was this guy. He was tall, loud. No, but what was so bizarre about it is that a year before that, you know, I haven't seen him in a year. Again, at another church function. That was like a church luncheon at the Holiday Inn last summer, right? Uh-huh. And we sat together. And, yeah, he did try to, you know, basically show me the business. Okay. Yeah. You know, but I wasn't interested then, right?
Right.
And I'm like, wow. You know? So, and I just totally forgot about it. So it was just bizarre. And that was a church. It was a church luncheon there. But it was just so weird that the Thursday, I mean, that was last year. And then this year, the Thursday, the very next day, lo and behold, he was there. And I was like,
how
calling
cool.
around. And I was like, well, I don't. I'm hoping he's not the. Could you let me know if that's the one I'm supposed to be interested in?
Well, no? it might not be the one you're supposed to be interested in, but it's really funny that I'm hearing that he's turning up like a bad penny. That's what I kind of heard. And
a year apart, you know, but it was two Christian things. And that's the part that stood out to me is the fact that one was a Christian luncheon in the summer and this was a Christian dinner in the winter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, that's kind of cool.
what do you see about that? Or, you know, just forget it or hope so.
Let me ask his name, honey.
Oh, Mike.
Mike. I can tell you this man's a very good man. I don't get that this is set in cement. So it's something where, you know how we're supposed to just date other people and just date and have a good time, you know, make friends and just kind of kick back and wait and see if this clicks at a, you know, deeper level.
He's not the one, right? I mean, it's no love connection for me, but at this point in the game, if he's what I'm supposed to have, I suppose I can make it work.
Well, it almost feels like maybe you're supposed to, because if he's interested in dating you, it kind of feels like maybe you guys are just supposed to go out, have a friendship, you know, do a little dating without a commitment. So this way, again, as I, you know, spoke with Ann, keeping your options open. I think if you feel so inclined, if he has asked you out, I think it would be great for you guys to go out.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, when you talked the last time, you were very optimistic about him.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. He feels very good to me. He's honest. He's good. He's good-natured. He's kind.
Wow. Well, there's a saying that it's better to be with a man that likes you a little bit more than you like him, because you know he'll never let you down.
Oh, what a great saying.
But I don't.
What a great saying.
Yeah,
I know, however,
you
have to have, you have to have chemistry, however. But sometimes we have relationships that are friendships that are still nice companions, rather than that all the fireworks and stuff. And if you're not having the fireworks, not a worry, because it's, you know, it's that Mr. Right for right now kind of thing. And I'm not saying you got to go all the way with this guy. I'm just saying this might be somebody that's supposed to be in your life right now.
Yeah, it's just that when, you know, because I'm a Christian. Well, I'm borderline Christian. You know, I mean, it's just like a non. Then you can have that opinion, but when it's a Christian person, that's some serious stuff.
Well, wait a minute. Here's the deal. You guys are both adults, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to have an honest, open conversation with one adult to another, putting all your cards on the table. If you guys, if he says, hey, you want to go out for dinner, you can say, sure, I'd love that. However, and after a couple of dinners, you can honestly say, you know, I'm looking for a serious relationship, and I don't have those kind of feelings for you right now. You know, if you want to go out and have dinner and a movie, I'm cool with that, but I'm not thinking you're the one. And you guys can build a friendship. I mean, I hope you've had conversations like that. It's just very straight, honest talk.
Yeah, it's called putting them in the friend zone. And when you put them in the friend zone, they know it. Don't bother really calling back.
I don't think that's true, though. I don't think that's true. So I would just throw that out there, though, Kay, and see how that starts working out for you. Because, again, you're starting to draw these guys to you.
Oh, I am?
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
would you
wow.
let me know? You know, we got a couple other callers, honey, so I got to
go on the next caller.
Okay. Happy holidays, okay. Kay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Kim, I don't know about you, but, you know, I know sometimes there are some relationships that are just meant to be friendships and not the one. You know what I mean?
I do. I think she should go out with them.
Yeah, explore it, see where it goes. I can tell you something. I've seen some relationships where some people are there, and all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, he's not the one, he's dull, he's this, he's that. And darn it, if the guy doesn't grow on you. And it's like, what? I've heard people say, I didn't like you before, and I'm in love with you now.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people have to take the time to actually get to know them.
That's a fact.
And if everybody gave everybody else that chance, what a wonderful world it would be.
It would be. Sounds like we were going to break down to a Christmas carol. Let's see. Let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello, Jorianne. It's Russ and Leela.
Ross, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. How about you? Merry Christmas to you.
Great. Merry Christmas to you. What's on your mind, Russ?
Well, you know, I guess on topic tonight, one of the things I like about Christmas, my favorite part is the Christmas lights.
I absolutely
love the Christmas lights.
Wow.
And I got a neighbor on the block next to me who has one of those like programs because he's got the music synced up to it and everything, and I think he works for a local small radio station, and yeah, he says tune in to whatever channel it happened to, like whatever 98.3 or whatever it is, and so that's nice, and I do like to July 4th is one of my favorites too because I love the fireworks. So,
oh my god,
so maybe it's something with me and the lights too because the lights from the fireworks and all, and so being visual and all. But, so that's why I like.
Me too. So. I'm one of those people, and I haven't put my lawn decorations up I moved in here just a little over 2 years ago, so I really wouldn't have got them up the first year. Didn't come up last year. I'm still considering it this year. I'm one of those people with a ridiculous amount of lawn art with all the lights and the flashing this and the twinkles here and there. And darn it, my grandkids are grown up, and they used to help me put it out, so it's a big job. But I love the lights also, Russ. I think it's one of the you know, there's a place down here in Chicago called Candyland Lane. They used to put it up. Are you familiar with that?
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. And all these blocks, almost everyone on several blocks threw all of their decorations up. It was the prettiest thing you ever saw. And I used to take my family down there. Very pretty, very pretty. So I hope other people, for those of us that love to decorate, just keep up with the holiday spirit and enjoy the fun because it's very fun, very fun. Oh.
But yeah, the shop I got, I know I talked to you about the shop I've had before, but it's really getting even worse lately. Being in the call center, because I'm in the call center, had a couple calls late last week where I was basically blunt in telling people what they needed to hear. And then they complained that I was rude, filed complaints with my boss. My boss told me I gave him poor customer service.
Oh.
So.
Well, I guess, let me ask this. I know sometimes blunt works and sometimes it doesn't. And I think there are times where I try to be a clear communicator also that way. It's one thing to beat somebody over the head with something, and it's another thing to be direct. So I guess maybe if somebody's saying that, here's a saying I heard, and you know I love you, Russ. You know it. Hope I get some music playing in the background. My clock goes off every hour in the hour. Anyway, the saying is, if somebody calls you an ass, it's probably just them. If two people or three people call you an ass, it really is probably just them. But if you got a lot of people calling you an ass, it's time to put on a saddle. And sometimes if the feedback is that you're getting a little too direct, then that might be an opportunity, truly an opportunity, to look at, maybe lightening up the communication, you know, lightening it up or finding another way, even if you get to dance around a little bit, and giving them the same direct information, but delivering it differently. Like, I'll tell you, my friend Kim that's on the phone right now, Kim, when she communicates, she's very funny about it. Right, Kim? Haven't I ribbed you about that for a long time?
Yeah.
Kim is a funny communicator, and but she still gets her point across, and then there are times where she just will be very direct on her communications, but then she laughs about it. So she puts laughter in it. So that might be a new technique for you to take on, Russ.
Yeah, maybe sugarcoat a little bit, too. It wouldn't necessarily be so bad. Then, it's just a little stressful, too. So it's not like I necessarily think it was in a case of poor customer service, but maybe just how I delivered it. So
yeah, that's all. You being direct doesn't sound like poor customer service in any way, shape, or form. It sounds like great customer service. But sometimes some people are sensitive in how they receive information. So, again, maybe a little lighter with the directness, but maybe a little humor thrown in or something like that. Because I think you do a good job. I feel you do a very good job. But, I think it's all in the delivery.
Yeah, because my numbers are basically for the last year and a half, almost two full years, I've been like maybe top one, two, or three out of about 75 or 80 people basically the
see?
Whole time.
Yeah, see?
And so the numbers are there, but it's just some days it's so frustrating. And it seems to go in ebbs and flows with this job, too. There'll be a stretch, maybe a few days or a week or two where it'll be really bad, then it'll be fine for like a month or two, and then bad again, and sort of like a little flow chart type of thing. And
I might be speaking out of turn here, but I think there's a program called Neuro-Linguistic Programming. That might help you a little bit, NLP. Why don't you look that up online? Because I know that it has to do with communications. See if that might be something that would help you there, Russ.
Sounds good. The job itself's got definitely its benefits. I don't mind, and I don't necessarily mind the company I'm working for.
Right.
But it's but there's just days I get out of there just really, really drained and really, frustrated and stuff. So.
Let me tell you this. This also speaks to the spiritual side of you. And all of us. When I'm doing some of my readings, I'll always be in a mode of spirit, in an altered state. And I know that sometimes there might be some difficult information that I have to deliver. And I always ask, what's the best way to deliver this? Or what's the best way to say this if it's really a tough situation? And then I hear the message from within. So you might want to do that as well, Russ.
I haven't done it in a while, but there's a stretch where I sort of, right before it would start, right before it punch in, take the first call, it sort of like bless the phone, bless the computer, and ask for God's help. And those are the days where it seems to go pretty well. And then there are other days I just seem to get busy and think about thinking other things what I got to do for the day and forget about that. So
yeah,
so that might help as well too.
Yes, sir. It's always important to keep God at your center always.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Julianne, then.
You're welcome, Russ. Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
Good talking to you. Thanks, Russ. Bye. I just love Russ, Kim. What a great man.
I have an idea for him. He could put a sign up by his computer and remind him that, actually, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little reminders are always important, you bet.
Yeah. Does he just glance over and go, oh, there we go. I remind myself to ask for help on this one.
Yeah, spiritual guidance, you bet. I think
spiritual
sometimes
guidance.
We all have to. I know there are some times where when we're feeling that we're no longer grounded and centered and you feel like you're being emotionally triggered somewhere, it's always great to sit there and put your head down, take a couple of deep breaths, and ground yourself and ask what is really going on here. And once you find that out, I'm telling you, then you can normally, you know, stop being so sensitive about something and really look at the message. Like, how do you want to leave the situation? Do you want to leave the situation in a positive way, or do you want to leave the situation a little ruffled? And I always like to leave the situation in a positive. That's always my goal.
Yeah,
so, you know what, let's see who we have. Say it again.
Oh, I was just going to say, and when you're on the phone with somebody, you know, when you smile, you actually can hear that smile back.
You can. You can hear it in your voice. You betcha. I think that's wonderful.
Yep.
Good point.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I know you're in Illinois, right?
Yes.
I recognize the area code.
Yep.
Well, what's on your mind, honey?
I just wanted to know if the state was going to pass the budget or not, because I work for the state.
You work for the state?
Yep.
Oh, no. when I feel them passing the budget, it feels like, yes, they will, but it's still going to be a little while.
Yeah.
It doesn't
what I'm
feel like
too.
I mean, are you guys getting paid?
We are. Yeah.
I know.
For
all
now.
Of a sudden I thought, oh my God, what if this is the lady that I said that she had won the lottery, and I was going like, oh no, I hope she's not in Illinois when she won the lottery. Because
yeah,
I know they're taking time to pay even the lottery winners.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But I will tell you
no.
what I just heard about the lottery is that I think, is it the Powerball that is shared by the different states?
Yeah.
Then they have to pay out the Powerball winners because that's not an Illinois, lottery individually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a group of different states, so they have to pay out the Powerball. So it's just a little idea if people want to, you know, play Powerball.
Right.
Yeah. But this does look like, it looks like it's going to take a little while before that's passed.
Mm. So do you see a strike for us? I work at the DMV, so. You know,
wow.
Yeah.
Would you guys strike before March?
I don't know. I mean, in our union, we have a no-strike clause, so I'm not really sure it would come down to that, but I know that getting down to the nitty-gritty down, you know, with our money, so.
Yeah, it's getting a little scary over there.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well,
so.
they've got enough cameras out there pulling in more revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
all right.
Yeah, but, you know, so be patient with that, honey, because, you know, normally it all resolves itself, but I think they have to go through some major changes in their revenue over there.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Well, thank you.
But let me ask you this, Karen. What are your ideas about the holiday spirit? How do the holidays work for you? What happens for you during the holidays?
It's definitely family-oriented. I'm I go to my parents, and we just get together with the family. My family, my grandmother comes down from Tennessee. She's coming
wow.
in this year. My grandfather passed away, so her husband, this will be the third Christmas without him, so it's rough. So
yeah.
she's coming down to spend the Christmas with us, yeah.
Wow, wow. Well,
yeah.
it sounds like you guys are going to have a wonderful Christmas. I'll tell you what, I really do say a prayer out there for you guys with your money out there, because I'd really like to see that resolve for you.
Yes, too. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Well, good luck, honey, and Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. So, again, I want to mention to everybody, if you really would like a more in-depth reading, you know, when I do the readings, it's just more than doing a tarot spread and stuff like that. Kim, you know, you've seen me do the readings before. I use a regular cup of coffee as though it's a crystal ball. Pour black coffee into it. I pour real half and half cream. People ask me, why does it have to be half and half? Because of the fat content. If it's regular milk, it just pours into the coffee and it becomes cloudy. If it's heavy cream, it kind of gets bogged up at the top and kind of lumpy. But if it's half and half for whatever reason, it's just a real sweet process. And I pour the half and half cream. It starts swirling in the coffee. It literally forms real pictures in the top of the coffee. So I also tap into people's energy fields, which is the aura around the body. I can see colors. I see stories. I see dead people coming up. It's really amazing. All sorts of pictures dance around people's energy fields. We got a lot of thought forms in there. Everything. It's very cool. And then sometimes your dead relatives, your spirit guides will come in. And I'm also medical intuitive, so many times medical things will come up during the readings. And I tell people, whatever I get, I will share during a reading. The information comes as past, present, and future. And I can't always tell, did this already happen? You'll know. If it hasn't already happened, then you'll know to wait for this to happen. And then, of course, I get feedback anywhere from in the moment up to 25 years. People are still calling me to let me know what's manifested. So it's kind of a really cool process. And so that's how I do my readings. And, again, I always invite you guys to give me a call for a more in-depth reading. When you do that, you can give me a call at area code 219-940-9292. Again, that's 219-940-9292. And please also, you can like me on Facebook, and you can check me out at coffeepsychic.com. And at coffeepsychic.com, I've got all the different other services that I provide as a trance medium, you know, the channeling that I do, the seances, having your own house party. You can do that. You can have your own personal seance as well. So check me out. You'll see a lot of different spiritual stories. And you know, Kim, I want to say thank you for joining us tonight. We started a little later. So we've gone over the normal amount of time. So it's a quarter after 9. We normally end at 9. But I want to thank you, Kim, for joining tonight. Thank you for all of our callers calling in. And positively join us right back here next week at Your Psychic Connection on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you again in a week, and have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas, everyone. Good night.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Good night now.